When people say they need to set boundaries, I don't mean think they mean they need to set boundaries to their own behavior and have self-control, and I
Right.
don't think that's what they mean. It could be they do, but
Yeah, so when you talk about setting boundaries to your own behavior and self-control or kids, that's a good thing. And for adults also, we have to have boundaries. We can't just do what we want, say what we want.
I mean the whole Torah is
Exactly.
boundaries to our behavior.
You are listening to the JP Show,
where we discuss the issues you care about from a Jewish perspective.
I am Rabbi G.
I am Rabbi Levy.
And we hope you enjoy this episode.
Welcome back to another JP Show. Another week has gone by. We're ready to do it again. Don't forget, if you're listening on any one of the platforms, leave a review, subscribe, make a comment. And let's dive into it. I'm here with Rabbi Levy.
Yeah, so it's towards the end of the year. I'm all a little tired and a little all need a break. So I actually spent like 20 minutes trying to think about what we should talk about. You know, there's so much to talk about. Judaism has so much to say about a lot of things, but we have discussed, you know, this podcast. I don't know how long it's been going for. It's been going for quite a while actually, and we have covered quite a few topics. So I decided to do the modern day thing and to put it into ChatGPT. What should we discuss on the Jewish Perspective show? I wasn't so impressed with most of the answers, but one of the things that came up over there was boundaries. And the truth is that it's a word that I've heard, you know, it's like one of these buzzwords that people use a lot. I'm actually not quite sure exactly what it means, so maybe I have a problem that I don't know what it means. So we have to, maybe first we'll discuss what it means, and then we can discuss what the Jewish perspective is about boundaries. Because I know, for example, I mean, I have right now six children, Kanai and Nahara. They don't have many boundaries in the sense that, I don't know, you know, they're all over the place. They come every, you know, it's very hard to find any space that I'm alone and, you know, and sort of there's boundaries around me and them. So is that a bad thing? Is that a good thing? Is that, and I'm sure it, you know, expresses itself in different relationships, different ways. So first let's discuss, what does it actually mean? What do people mean when they say, need to set boundaries?
So that's a very good question. It's become a very big buzzword in the last number of years. First of all, it can mean many things. Like you talked about parenting. So you talk about boundaries in terms of boundaries not intruding on your space. But before we get to that, just general, right? I mean, when it comes to parenting, boundaries are a good thing. Kids need boundaries. They can't just do what they want. They can't interrupt you whenever you're talking. They can't just say what they want. Part of healthy parenting, and we've talked about this many times, is the combination of chesed and gevurah, love and boundaries, love and limits, as Dr. Pilkos likes to call it. And in that sense, it's a good thing. But I don't think that's what ChatGPT meant. But, but
I don't think that's what people. When people say they need to set boundaries, I don't mean think they mean they need to set boundaries to their own behavior and have self-control and.
Right.
I don't think that's what they mean. It could be they do, but
yeah. So when you talk about setting boundaries to your own behavior and self-control or kids, that's a good thing. And for adults also, we have to have boundaries. We can't just do what we want, say what we want.
I mean, the whole Torah is
exactly.
boundaries
exactly.
to our behavior. I mean,
exactly.
not the whole
exactly.
thing. At least half of it is what we're not allowed to do, right? So
correct. So the Torah sets boundaries, right? But I think what you're asking is a different type of boundaries. That's the thing that's become very popular. It's about setting boundaries on other people. To protect yourself. Now, that's not necessarily always a terrible thing. Sometimes I think it's necessary. And I'll give you an example in a minute. The problem is, like everything else that has good sides to it, I feel that nowadays in today's society, it's gotten out of control because self-protection has become a very, very big thing. It goes along with self-care and self-this and self-the-other. And people are very into protecting themselves. So like, I need my space and I need this and I need to feel safe and I need, which are all good things, by the way, but it's just when it's overblown, it's a bit of a problem, right? So people sometimes will lessen their degree of kindness because I need to set boundaries. I can't do it all the time. I need time to rest, time to think, time to be with myself, time to process, time to, I don't know, lots of things, right?
Yeah.
And I think it's gone a little bit out of control. People set boundaries with their loved ones. People set boundaries with their, and there's a lot of self-absorption, I think, that goes with that. Now, it's not a bad thing always. Obviously, to a certain degree, it's a good thing because people shouldn't be taken advantage of. That's true. People shouldn't be overwhelmed. That's all true. But what's not true is, and this is, I think, where the confusion comes, is that it's okay to do things you're uncomfortable with, right? So there's a very fine line between being taken advantage of or doing things that you're uncomfortable with, right? So I'll give you an example. So I once saw in a book of psychology about strengthening yourself, becoming a strong person. And the person gave the following analogy, following scenario. You meet a friend, not really a friend, it's someone you sort of know a while back, and the person thinks you're their friend more than you actually are their friend and all that kind of stuff. And so, oh, so nice to see you. As you've so long, let's catch up for a cup of coffee. All right. So he said there's two scenarios, which I disagree with. I don't think it's two scenarios. I think there's three scenarios, but let's talk about his two scenarios. One scenario is you just don't know how to say no. So you say, okay, no, yeah, for sure. You're not really interested. The guys we call in Yiddish a real nudnik, and a bit of a nebach, as they say, you know, maybe you have a lot of friends, whatever the case is. And you just can't say no. So you guilt yourself into saying yes, and you go and you have the coffee with him, and you really hated the whole time you did it, right? That's one scenario. Second scenario is no, you have the strength and you don't need to do it. It's not something you want, it's not something you enjoy, it's not something you're interested in. So you have the strength to say no. Which in this book he saw as a greatness. In other words, you say no, and you feel good about it because I was able to say no. I'm not a schmuck. I'm not a rag. I'm not a doormat. I was able to say no. But what I disagree with is that there's a third scenario. Third scenario is I actually don't want to do it. I'm able to say no if I want to, but I don't say no because I want to do a kindness to the other person. I want to make the other person feel good. Now,
in other words, the yes. I think we may have spoken about this another time. The yes is coming from a strength, not a weakness.
Right.
The yes is coming from I'm strong enough to overpower my selfish desires and actually do something good for someone else.
Exactly. So therefore, that's the third scenario. And I think that's what's missing today, right? The willingness to be, and more society is becoming self-absorbed and unwilling to be totally uncomfortable. I'm not saying every person, a lot of very, very kind people around, but to be totally uncomfortable, to make someone else feel good or to do for someone else or to do what's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, it's not only about doing for others, it's about general. I mean, it's about doing for God also. Not everything God tells us to do, we like, right? And we know there's this concept in Hasidic teaching called Bittul and Kabbalah Soil. Sometimes you just got to do it, not because you like it, but because it's the right thing to do. That's it. You just do it.
So this has opened up some interesting questions, actually. I just think, as you're talking, let me give you some more specific cases, and I'd love to hear what you say about it. So let me give you a classic case of the younger generation, I guess my generation. I mean, I'm 34, but I'm still young. I mean the generation with little kids and there's grandparents. So I think we may have done a podcast about grandparenting at one point. But let's say the parents have a very specific way, because the way it works is that when someone becomes a parent, they decide that they actually know how to parent better than their own parents, even though they just became a parent yesterday and their parents have been parents for 30 years. But for some reason, they know how to bet better than, you know, they've read a new book that came out a year ago, so they have all the right philosophies. So you know, I decide I want to parent in a very specific way. I think it's very important that my three-year-old goes to sleep exactly at this time, eats exactly this at this time. And then the grandparents come over and they bring sugar and they bring this, and then they, you know, they make them hyper or they have a different philosophy of parenting, whatever it is. Should I set a boundary? Should I say, you know, I'm sorry, I have my way of doing it. If you don't want to parent exactly the way I want to, I don't know.
I've seen that. I've seen that play out.
Am I exaggerating here? I'm
not exaggerating at all, actually. I've seen it play out just like that.
By the way, just in case anyone's wondering, I was not talking from a personal experience here. One thing for sure is I definitely don't know how to parent better than you. So that's for sure. That's for sure off the table.
Thanks for the compliment. But I've seen it play out. I've been by a Shabbos table before in my house, actually, where there was parents and a grandparent. And I don't know, there was chocolates going around, and the grandparents gave the kid gave his grandson a little piece of chocolate, and the parent blew up like no, I don't want him to have that. He doesn't have nash, he doesn't have this. And I thought to myself, man, just chill it. Like nothing's going to happen to your kid if once in 3 weeks he has a chocolate. Now, we're not talking about a grandparent that comes every single day and gives 3 bags of chocolate. That's not, no one does that. And if you have a crazy person that does that, okay, so you'll create boundaries. But normally it's just once in a while when you see them. Once in a while, nothing will happen. By the way, all this rigidity about it, everyone has to sleep exactly 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And you know, I mean, I don't know who, and they have to get up at 3:40 and they've got to have a, now they have all kinds of things. You've got to play some music and put them to sleep. I don't know, all these things the modern day parenting has. I mean, I don't know who it's for. Maybe it's for the parents because they want to maybe routine. So therefore they want to get their routine messed up, maybe. Mm. Right? But I, come on. I mean, you think the kid cares? Like if they go to sleep at 3 or 3:10? Right? If they have their rest exactly at the time? You see, it's good to have routines, good to have structure. All that's good, but you also have to be flexible. In other words, and I think parents have to know that parents want to parent the way they want to parent. Go for it. Parent however you want. But once in a while, when your mother comes over, or your mother-in-law, or your father, or your father-in-law, and they a little bit go out of the thing, so what? Okay, big deal. You know what I'm saying? Like nothing's going to happen. That's good. Flexibility is a good thing.
Right. That's true.
And you know, all that kind of stuff. Now, it's not to say that, and also like people, I mean, I've heard from people that they like minimize, they used to be very kind, they used to do a lot of volunteering, and then they realize not good for them, and then it's like very obsessed with this, like I got to protect myself, self-preservation, self-care, all that kind of stuff, right? We are born to live for a higher purpose, and part of the higher purpose means also to be selfless. Now, obviously, you gotta be healthy, and everyone understands that. You don't have to say, you know, sometimes you have to take a rest, you have to take a rest. But I think we have to err more on the side of selflessness than selfishness. And take care of yourself at the same time, of course, but all these boundaries you put, and people do this in relationships, and you know, I don't feel right when you talk to me like this, and all this kind of stuff. It doesn't lead to anything good. Now, sometimes it's necessary. I'll give you an example. Sometimes you have to put boundaries in order to do the right thing. So, you know, I've spoken to people, for example, have a really hard time, adults, I'm talking about adults or people already married with children, have a very, very hard time with their own parents, for example, right? They just don't let go. Like they overwhelm them and nothing's ever enough, and they call them 7 times a day
it's not just a chocolate once a week.
Yeah, it's overboard, right?
It's over, yeah.
So unfortunately what happens today in some modern therapy is that they get encouraged to break off ties with their parents, and I think that's completely wrong, except for very, very few circumstances, exceptions. We have a moral obligation to our parents. They carried us for 9 months, they gave birth to us, and they brought us up, and this is what we call honoring parents, kibbutz av v'em, right? Mm. Not to say anything wrong to them, not to say anything disrespectful. However, we know from the Talmud that there are times where it's so overwhelming that you can put in boundaries. Now, in a way, it's easier just to break off the relationship. That's being supremely selfish, right? So what I've advised parents is you can put in boundaries. You can you don't have to call your mother 6 times a day, even though she's upset if you don't call her 6 times a day. You can call her once a day or once a week even, whatever the case is. But you can't break off, right? So sometimes boundaries is good so you don't, in order to protect yourself, that you don't do the wrong thing at the end of the day, right? And those boundaries are hard to do because the person's never enough, the person's still upset, and all that kind of stuff. But it has to be in a case where the boundaries are there in order to do the right thing, not to over-obsess about our own comfort.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I think this goes, you know, we are joking around a little bit, but I think this goes without saying, you know, you said, someone says something, you know, the way you're talking to me doesn't feel right. Obviously, if we're talking about, like, for example, a spouse that's constantly speaking disrespectfully or abuse, of course you have to put your foot down and you can't, you know, you shouldn't allow yourself to be spoken to that, right? I mean, that's
100%. Now that's healthy communication and everything. That kind of stuff has to be communicated because otherwise it festers and it explodes eventually.
Yeah.
Right? But now what I'm talking about is the trend I've seen often is that people, everyone has needs, right? And a need should be met in a relationship. But some of us have too many needs. Like, you know, we take ourselves so seriously that we have a long list of needs. You know what I'm saying? That's problematic, I think.
Yeah. Let's go back to parents and children for a second. You said that between parents and children, perhaps boundaries are not such a bad thing. I'm saying from the parents' perspective. I will give you an example. I'm interested to hear what you say about this. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure there are different views in modern day. I'm sure everyone has their own view on this. But like, What do you think about the parents having one room, let's say their bedroom, for example, being a place where the kids don't walk in on a regular basis? Like, if they walk in there, it's an extreme, you know, that a terrible dream, they come knock on the door or, you know, God forbid, some sort of emergency or something. Is that something you would encourage, like to create that boundary, that sort of distance almost?
Yeah, because I think, you see, parents and children is not a equal relationship, although people like to think it is, but it's not.
Mm.
And there's a certain respect, and there's a certain privacy, and there's a certain thing that parents need to be able to have. I mean, we did that. We didn't welcome our kids into our bedroom.
Yeah.
I think our kids grew up pretty okay.
I'm
actually for that. Parents are not the kids' friends, and it's not, you know.
Yeah.
Unless they're invited in, it's different. It's like, you know.
Right.
But I think after all, it's a space that's a bit sacred, and it doesn't belong to us, and it's for our parents, and we come there when we're invited or if we need something really, really urgently.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have anything else you want to share about this very important topic?
Yeah, look, no, it's an interesting thing. It's just about that. I don't think it's a topic on its own, really. It's a symptomatic topic. In other words,
correct.
It's more about being more selfless, taking ourselves a little bit less seriously. And at the same time, of course, taking care of ourselves. But, you know, that's why. I was really disturbed that time when only two options were given about the cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And I think it was just missing a huge component. Yes from the strength. Yes, because you want to be kind. Yes, because you want to put yourself to a side and be selfless once in a while. That's great.
Yeah. I mean, just to end off with this, like, is there... That doesn't mean that a person has to do every single favor they're ever asked to do, right?
No, I mean, no.
And why not? I mean, if the objective is to be selfless, so why shouldn't I always be selfless? I guess...
Oh, first of all, maybe that it's just too much and genuinely too much and you have to be able to take a break. Or maybe you have other priorities and that's a value system.
Every yes is a no to something else, right?
Exactly. Sometimes people do so many favors to other people that they neglect their family, for example. That's not a good thing.
Yeah.
Right? So you have to know. I mean, you have to think that through and you have to make it a value. But it shouldn't be based on selfishness. It should be based on values.
Correct. I think that's the point here, right? Every decision you make, what's the right thing to do right now?
The right thing to do, exactly.
Not because I like it or don't like it.
Exactly.
It's great. All right.
Very good.
See you next time.
You all next week.
All right.